Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got it all fixed just in time for our boy Connor to be with us. Hey!
Let's go!
Yo!
We got
what's
it fixed.
Happening, guys?
What's up, Connor?
We got it fixed, but I'm out today.
What you mean?
Because I didn't got in. I don't like on this computer.
Uh-huh.
I'm not in. I ain't messing with that. I don't want to mess with that.
Oh, okay. I got you. I think you can log in.
Yeah, you
and still
can go
be
back
fine.
In there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can log in and be okay. Connor, we've been dealing with technical difficulties all day.
Hey, Kenny looks great today.
Doesn't he, right?
No, I don't want to change this camera. I don't want to go nowhere.
Bro, in 8K, man, it's crazy. We just won't add the new camera to the stream. We'll just leave that one right
okay.
there. So you can log in and take part in our man Connor's with us. Connor, what's happening, man?
Oh, man, I'm good. It's good to see you guys. How are you guys doing?
Good to see you, bro. Like, yeah, we always say every time we talk, man, we gotta connect more. We got to talk more. And we never do.
I know. It's my fault, too. I do want to say, following your last conversation, I think if Trae Young gets traded to Sacramento, he's going to be real jealous of D'Lo's hair. That's the only thing I want to point out.
Is he going to be jealous of mine, Connor? Is he going to be jealous of my hair? I don't know.
I don't even think what I use to make my hair look the way that it does is going to work from Trae.
Nah, Trae got to figure some things
Trae,
out.
We're going to have to figure some things out. And we can't have Trae and Devin on the same team. That's just embarrassing.
Well, no.
One of them got to go. One of them can't be here. Hey, man, how's the Republic season going so far?
It's going, man. We got a big game Saturday. We're about mid table right now, but you know, we got a new coach this year. Neil mm-hmm. Collins came over from England. He's coached a little bit in the league before. He's just super level headed. So it's going to take some time, but you know, we're kind of sitting in a good spot, hoping here in the next couple months to make a run, trying to get to the top of the table.
Now I've seen a couple of matches this year. But I'm, you know, basketball season winding down. Now is about the time when I really start to lock in. It's a Republic season. As there with the new coach, has there been a change of identity or style of play with this team? I know last time they with the previous coach, they felt like they were really, really defensive oriented. When they got a lead, it was locked down more times than not. Is there a different style of play with this group now, you think?
I would say it's similar. They are a little more direct. For instance, the last three games, we won 5-0 and 4-0 in two of those three games. Now, the last game, we lost 1-0, so we didn't score any goals. But basically, I would say that this team, a little more direct, instead of trying to just find the perfect play, sending balls in, trying to get guys who got some hops able to get ahead on it and see if they can get on the end of it and score some goals. So that would be the one thing I would say. But for the most part, I would say still a pretty defensive oriented team, at least on the backside, but a lot of really talented players with the ball at their feet, and they can really play well. So I think it's going to be similar, but I would say the mentality shift is more about trying to keep the guys positive all the time. You know, a loss isn't a huge deal. A little less of a roller coaster ride emotionally, kind of keep everybody level headed.
Hey, you know, Connor is a fan of the show and a listener of the show because I could see the gears turning.
I know, man. I knew it was coming.
But we don't. We let the guests do what they got to do. We ain't throwing no flags on the guests.
Well, James got away with a couple really egregious remarks yesterday. But
that's how you know Connor be listening to the show. Yeah. He know.
Right with our boy Connor.
I tried to correct it before I even heard it. So.
What's different about this Sac Republic team than, you know, maybe in the years past?
Yeah, it's a good question. We got a lot of depth, man. Like I said, the 4-0 and 5-0 victory, 8 different goal scorers in those games. So it's not like you're relying on one guy. There's multiple guys off the bench coming in, getting goals. And not giving up too. A lot of times you're up 3-0 late in a game. It's like, let's just kind of waste some time. You know, that's kind of how soccer is. But this team, no, man, they want to get after it. They want to continue to try and get goals. Guys coming off the bench want to score some goals. So that's what I would say is a little bit different about this team.
Now, one of the things I always check in on, and forgive me if I haven't seen it this year, but I'm always checking on Davion. What's going on there, man? Like, have we seen him this year? Are we going to see him more in the future? I mean, he's still just a teenager. I understand that. But, like, what's going on with him? Because that still boggles my mind that he's a professional athlete.
I know. It's crazy. He's actually gotten in 2 of the last 3 games, played some good minutes. I mean, he was very close to scoring his first pro goal, which would have been incredible. But, yeah, when he comes off the bench, you can see the crowd kind of start to realize, it's time to really focus on watching this young guy go. And, you know, he's a bigger dude. I think he's 15 now. He's a bigger kid for 15, and that's, I think, physically he's pretty gifted. And so watching him, you know, he looks at home. He's still a little trying to get up to the speed of the game, but watching him get in there, I feel like he's going to get a goal this year. I really do.
Mm, that's so cool. 15 years old, playing pro sports, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. How does soccer fluctuate so much? It feels like with the Republic, this is a big fluctuation from years past. Is that kind of normal in the league that a team that was knocking out MLS teams, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, they're kind of in a different phase right now. Does that happen a lot in the league as a whole?
Yeah, I would say so. I think the biggest difference in terms of Open Cup this year, we got knocked out by San Jose. San Jose is actually a juggernaut this year. They got a new coach, Bruce Arena, who was the former U.S. men's national team coach. Yeah, you guys have probably heard of him. They brought in some really, really high-level players, spent some money, which I know is a little shocking for their owner. But and they brought in some really good players. So they are no slouch, where in years past, when we play them in the Open Cup, you know, it was a little more even match. They still obviously had a way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Bigger budget in terms of salaries of players and things, but it was a little more even. They definitely came to play in the Open Cup. And so I think we are you have to kind of regroup for a lower level team after you get knocked out of the Open Cup. Hey, how do we refocus? get back into league play. We've had some injuries that have dealt with early in the season, guys playing out of position, but guys are all starting to get healthy. And so now guys go back to where they're a little more comfortable. You know, a center back was playing at left back, midfielder having to play at center back. And, you know, that can be uncomfortable. And now we're starting to see guys get back to their position they're comfortable.
Yeah, man. You know, we love the Republic on the field and what they're able to do. But come on, man. The biggest news going on right now is getting that stadium deal approved by the city council earlier this week. That is going to help and to a certain degree spearhead transforming this city's entire downtown, man. You guys have to be unbelievably excited. I know they're talking about shovels in the ground this summer and to be open in less than 2 years, hopefully. I mean, this has to be such an exciting time for you guys, man, because it is for the whole city, really.
It is, man, and I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a bumpy road, right? There's been some ups and downs along the way to getting this stadium. You know, there was MLS potential, there was a celebration, but you know, now we feel good about where we're at. We're so excited with the city council vote Tuesday. We got a great new ownership group who you guys obviously know well in Wilton Rancheria, and it's so cool. Their story behind them returning to their native land to build something like this for this city. It's like goosebumps, man. It's so cool that they were able to do that. But from a club perspective, you know, our fans have deserved this. Sacramento's deserved this. You know, the Rail Yards has basically been vacant for 40 to 50 years. And so finally being,
with
I mean,
nothing
I remember there was,
but
there was,
promises about what it's going to be.
That's crazy.
I know. There was talks of the Kings Arena there at one point in time, a long time ago. So finally getting able to put a stadium down there. Yeah, we're hoping to break ground here in the next, I mean, quick, and then be open and ready for, you know, March, February of 2027. So it's exciting, man. We're excited to get into a place that we can call home. And listen, I know you guys are concert guys, and I'm excited for it as a concert venue, too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. Festivals and all that other
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
102.5 need to bring back Cinco de Mayo and
Let's
be
go.
Out there at the Rail Yards, man.
Let's go for D-Lo, waiting for Rihanna again.
Oh. Nightmare. This is one of the biggest weekends of the season, no? This Saturday?
Yeah, it is. It's a big one for us. I mean, obviously, you know, we're celebrating a little bit of the city council vote, the unanimous vote, you know, unanimous vote on Tuesday, but it's big for us. We got our Brewfest event coming out this weekend, so you can come out and have some taste like 26 local beers. We got some wine on tap, all kinds of stuff, and then get, you know, have a few at the game, maybe more than a few, and have a good time. In the match right after. So it should be a good time. We're expecting a sellout. We're actually running out of those Brewfest tickets, but it should be a lot of fun. So I encourage people, and listen, like people who don't know a ton about soccer and, you know, D-Lo, I remember when you came to a game, this was a couple years ago, I was like, hey, you know, you might, it's a little different than you expect. And even since then, the level of play has just increased. It's crazy how skilled these guys are with the ball at their feet. I know it's not necessarily the highest level and what you would see in the Premier League, but there's some really, really talented players. And it's not as far away as you think. I mean, you've seen the way, you know, Republic can compete with the MLS teams. It's a lot of fun watching these guys go, man. And when they make a move, we had a couple nutmegs this year from, we have a player from Argentina, Christian Pirano, who's had a couple nutmegs. Don't hit the pause button. And and he is electric, going right through the guy's legs, not even know what's happening. So being able to see some of that stuff is pretty electric.
So, Connor, I actually wanted to ask you about this a little bit more, because I know everybody's a lot of people's focus when the stadium's being built and, hey, can it be expanded, obviously, to 20,000 for, you know, possible MLS acceptance. I was reading an article on ESPN the other day about the promotion relegation situation that the USL is trying to incorporate, and they're trying to I guess you could talk about it a little better, but get promoted to have like a league that's on par with the MLS. And I keep hearing things, and the way that the Republic has been successful in the USL seems to be one of their prize franchises. If the USL gets to that same level of the MLS, I don't want to be disrespectful to the MLS, but we won't even necessarily need the MLS. We're going to already be at this high level pro league with the USL. Is that kind of how this may play out in the next few years?
It very well could. We are very much in the mindset of, you know, we don't really need MLS, right? We are, very happy and thrilled to be a USL team building a state-of-the-art stadium that I would say rivals a lot of the MLS stadiums. And, you know, maybe it's down the road, MLS comes, that's a different conversation. Great. But yeah, there is, the USL is trying to bring in promotion relegation. And what's so cool about that is, you know, then you have some smaller cities who have the opportunity to level up. I know there's been a couple teams that have been in Reno. We've had teams in Fresno who haven't made it, you know, they fold after a couple of years, but to give them the opportunity to try and move up a couple levels, I think that's what's so cool. And by the way, say you have a top tier team like a Phoenix Rising, say they have a bad year, they have the fear of being relegated. So it makes every game more intense. Even if you're out of the playoff race, every game matters because you could get relegated. Yeah. There's financial aspects of that. Same thing with promotion. So it's a super, very cool aspect. I do think it is something that we miss here in the US soccer wise. And we, you know, if people watch like the Wrexham show, seeing that team get promoted, it's been pretty cool to see in that aspect. So yeah, it would be something that we'd be very excited about but there's still, you know, it's still a long ways away, mm-hmm. but we're just happy to get us into our new stadium, place we can call home, place where we can control things. We can host concerts we want to host. That's what we're fired up about.
We might have to get Connor out to Sky River with us one day.
Oh, for real. Yeah, Connor might have to pull up next Friday.
Connor, we might have to talk, man, because we got some things to talk about, man. Have fun this weekend. I know the Brewfest is always a really, really big day each year with the Brewfest and the game and all of that. So I know it's going to be an exciting time out at the stadium.
And also, Connor, I know, you know, you got some pool over there at the new stadium. You know, I'm going to need my pitch side seats, you know, the one with the couches and all that other stuff. You know, it don't have to be at midfield. It could be, you know, further down the line. But, you know, that's how we like to get down, Connor. You know how I do.
Hey, the new premium pitch side, they're going to be pitch side suites are going to be next level. We got some renderings that'll be coming soon. That'll be awesome. So, that's yeah, what just what you've seen at Heart Health Park is not going to be what you see at the new stadium in that capacity.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
You and Carmichael Dave down in the premium seats, huh?
Man. I'll be with the tribal chief. Me and tribal chief and Carrie. Yeah,
that's a shoot. That's a shoot. Connor, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for jumping on with us. Have a great weekend. I know this is going to be a good one.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.